You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5.
Got a big question for you.
713-780-3776.
No one wants to call today.
What is it?
Yesterday, a lot of people called yesterday.
We had a bunch of calls.
We had a bunch of calls because we're sticking to sports.
Listen, here's the deal. Do you know what? There's a lot of traffic. There was a lot of traffic yesterday. People are already getting out of town.
Yeah, no, I've noticed even from a tweet standpoint, we don't see it as much. Yeah.
And I want to work tomorrow, but you don't. You're lazy.
Yeah, I want to. Well, I have to anyway with draft. But all right, I got a question for you. So I got to go. You know, every year, well, usually every year I go over, and I'm asking you this because you'll see why. Usually I go over to, I have every year since like 2008.
Roostar?
No, Pete's Fine Meats. Well, that's in the morning. Whenever I get my food. For Christmas. I got Pete's Fine Meats, and I get beef tenderloin.
Oh, nice.
For Christmas, it's the best, and I cook it. I sear it on the stovetop if I can, and then I put it on the smoker, and then I smoke it and check the internal temp. This year, like Michael suggested, prime rib. Have you ever done prime rib?
No,
I haven't either.
I'm not a
prime rib guy. Okay, because I know he's got a, like, he's been
you're
selling.
You're going to give me a ribeye or prime rib, or you're going to give me tenderloin, I'm taking the other one.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they're more expensive, but they're an easy win. Like, as long as I keep it at about 135 temperature internal, it's going to be perfect. I know it every time. But I was thinking, okay, so you've, all right.
You're not going to dry this out, are you?
What's that?
You're not going to dry it out, are you?
No, I don't never dry it out.
Okay.
I'm just prime rib just, versus
it's just a, I think beef it's a tenderloin. Legitimate question.
Now, I'm going to bring in, you know, I'm going to bring in food. And once you eat it, and you have to shut up for all of eternity.
Talk.
It's a lot of talk in a batch.
A lot of talk.
But have you messed with your grill yet that you had installed?
I have.
How was it?
I made steaks the other night that were perfect. I seared them.
How long did you go on that sear?
I went on the sear for about a minute and a half each side.
Yeah. So that ended up being good?
And then I put it, and they came out perfect. I got my grill from Texas Star Grill Shop. It is, this is not a commercial. I'm telling you, it is the nice. It is. I've got
a gas grill, right?
Yeah, but it's like the DCS, the new, the 2020.
DCS is good, yeah.
It's the, it's a Mercedes. It's everything funny. Else is a Volkswagen.
It's funny. Those grills are pricey.
Yeah.
But they're unbelievable. Like, you get what you pay for, and they last a long time.
No, this is, I'm going to pass it down to my kids, this grill.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, but I think I'm going to stick with beef tenderloin. I got to go in. He's like, he's packed at Christmas.
Yeah.
I got it going, but I've never made prime rib. That's why I wondered if you
made
prime
rib.
I'm
making the gravy tomorrow. I'm going to make the sugo.
Are you going to make the sugo?
Sugo tomorrow. Yeah. Del, you're going to come over for the gravy?
Do it, Del.
Make the gravy.
I actually have a flight to catch, so no, I will not be coming over for the gravy.
You're not coming for the gravy?
No.
Well, I'll save it for you. I'll put it in the freezer.
Del, you can probably get an earlier flight. I mean, I don't know if they're packed. You might be able to, because you can change flight options, and it's cheap. I'm like, you know what I mean?
But why do I want an earlier flight?
Because you can go see your mom earlier. Yeah, you can go
She's
see your
be
mom.
Out of work.
Maybe your dad will be there to surprise you.
No, he won't be.
Maybe he will.
He won't
Maybe
be.
Maybe you get there and your dad's there too. Like,
why?
We're getting back together.
No.
And you'll be like, no.
No, it's not happening. Relax.
And maybe he'll be there and it's a family Christmas.
In fact, you know,
and it's a Russian woman.
So not unlikely too. A prop Ukrainian maybe. It's so unlikely because my mom, I don't know how you term this person when your mother gets married to someone else and then they get divorced. He's my ex stepdad or whatever.
Yeah.
He left her like money, even though they weren't together for years, and like his life insurance. Like Not to his kids, to her.
Really?
Yeah.
Sweet.
So my mom's like, got all this extra cash. I was like, she goes, she for whatever reason, she wanted to pay for my transportation from the airport to her house because she gets shaky driving at night. Just her, unlike you, she doesn't have great vision now. So I was like, I'll take care of it. She goes, no, I'll do it. I was like, no, I'll do it. She goes, well, I got all this extra money, so let me do it. I was like,
okay.
I was like, why do you have all this extra money? And then she went into the story about how he left her.
So she tried to humble brag you.
Well, it's not that humble.
She immediately came out and said, Dale, guess what? I have a lot of extra money.
Well, it came out of tragedy because a man died, but he left her all his money. Yeah. And I was like, what do the kids think about that? I was like, well, she was like, they're the ones who told me. I was like, you sure that's how that's going to go? She was like, so far. Yeah, I was like, ooh.
Hmm.
That was like an animal.
How long was she married to him?
Let's see, probably 8-9 years, something like that.
Huh.
Yeah.
Is that enough to get all the money?
Did the kids live with him?
No, his kids were all grown. Well, his kids were all grown by the time they got married.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was just starting high school. I was like 13 or something.
That's why you got to treat your parents nice. This is why I don't argue with my parents.
So he was your stepdad when you were in high school?
Yes.
You call him Steve?
No, his name was Andrew.
Jeff?
Oh, Jeff.
Called him Andrew. His name was Andrew.
Jeff!
Shut up, Jeff!
He was still part of the family.
You're not my dad!
You're not my real dad, Andrew!
I never had to say that. He was still part of the family. Like, my grandma died, almost a year and a half ago. He was there at the funeral, and they hadn't been together for, like, almost a decade.
Did you like Andrew?
He was all right. I didn't hate him. I didn't dislike him, but I don't think there was love there, but from me, at least on my end.
Well, okay. Oh, that's sad.
That's just honest.
No, you just made everything sad.
What do you? I didn't. I'm just being honest.
Yeah, I know, but it's sad now. Now I'm sad.
You're sad
now? I don't want to do the show anymore. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There was no love there between you and Jeff.
No, I mean his name wasn't Jeff.
Same thing.
Well, but whatever. If you have a stepdad, he's always named Jeff.
Jeff.
Theoretically hypothetically, or
I will say
symbolically,
a good thing for him. He's a big Laker fan, so not one of his final things to watch, but at least he got to see his Lakers win a title.
Hmm. Rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace, Andrew McAdoo.
Andrew McAdoo.
Oh,
Bob. Any relation to Bob?
No.
Oh,
damn it! Damn it! You could have had big money.
He was Bob McAdoo.
Mom could have had big money.
Yeah. If mom was, well, they didn't make as much back then. But yeah, if mom was like hooked up with Bob McAdoo's.
Can we stop talking about
younger brother?
Hooking up with Bob McAdoo?
No, Bob McAdoo's younger brother, Andrew. No jumper. Broke ass jumper.
He wasn't Bob McAdoo's younger brother. He might be Bob McAdoo's. How old is Bob McAdoo?
Bob McAdoo's 70s.
In his, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, your mom don't want to hook up with Bob McAdoo.
No, no, no. No, that's too.
Can we stop talking about my mom hooking up with Bob McAdoo?
Bob McAdoo. They're about the same. Well, they're about the same. He and Andrew
might be his brother.
About the same age. He's not, but they're about age. No, I do. He's been asked about it. He's not. He's not his brother. Trust me.
He might not know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
People have asked, and he said no.
Yeah.
That's not my brother.
Well, but he might not know. So I'm going to go with it that he might be his brother. That's all.
I'm going to go with he knows.
Okay.
It's not his brother.
All right. You do what you do.
He knows the great Bob McAdoo is not his brother.
Y'all seen Andrew?
So
I think he got married in LA somewhere.
Apparently there's a couple of stories out. First, Matt Bazergan.
Bazergan. Yeah.
See, we need it.
It's Matt Bazergan.
Matt Bazergan.
Good dude. Good. He looks like. He's a handsome guy. He looks like the bad guy of a Marvel comic. Have you ever seen
him?
Square jaw. I'll bring up a picture.
Oh yeah.
When you see him, you'll be like, oh yeah. Oh. He looks like a GM is what he looks like.
He does.
Yes, 100%.
Good. But is he? See, he's gonna get. He's getting an interview, or he did interview, or he's getting an interview
with who?
With the Texans. Yeah.
Have you seen a picture of him?
What?
He's a white guy.
But you can still get an interview if you're a white guy. So,
well, for maybe GM.
Yeah, for GM, but
he should be interviewed. He has no chance.
But here's the deal. Isn't he complicit in this whole thing?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I mean, I honestly don't
Unless
know.
Unless he was standing on the table saying, no, we're not
no,
doing
hold
this.
On a second. You said you weren't sure about Jack Easterby, that he had to go along with everything because he's a Stockholm.
No, I know about Jack Easterby. Jack Easterby was standing on the table for Bill O'Brien's moves.
Exactly.
Right.
He was.
Well, right.
Well, he tried to. But at one point, you said, well, maybe he had to go along or get fired.
Well, that's okay. Okay. If you're a climber, yes, that's what you do. And you just go along and you, that's fine. That's great, Bill, because I'm going to get in. Yeah. And now I got a 5-year, $15 million contract with the team. Yay, me. Okay. Good for me. How about saying, no, this is stupid. No, we can't do this. No. How about Bill O'Brien? Don't trade DeAndre Hopkins for a second rounder. No, we can't do this. Are you kidding? Look at what Stephon Diggs got on the same day. What are we doing?
That's what Matt Bazergan looks like.
Oh, man. He looks like he'll kick your ass. So
yeah. No, he's serious business. Yeah. He's got the square jaw, like I said.
Oh, man.
He looks like he'd play a part as a Navy SEAL in a movie or something like that. Yes. Yeah.
But especially when he's clean cut like that over there. Holy crap. He looks like he's Marine.
Oh, no. He 100%. He's a Marine. Yeah, he 100% looks like a Marine. Or how about,
Good
radio is when you show pictures to other people.
But unless I know if I'm Cal and Matt Bazergan was standing on the table saying, no, we can't do this stuff, I don't want him. I can't hire him as the GM. I got to know that dude knew or had the nuts to stand up and say, no, what are we doing here?
Yeah, if you're Cal, but Cal is the guy who wants Jack East to be part of the organization.
I get it. I know. I know he does. Well, because I think in large part because of Jack's Christianity. I don't. I'm making assumptions here.
I don't know. Maybe
I'm making an assumption here. But I think that Jack's character and Jack's. I think that's the. I believe, the McNairs have always been religious. The McNairs have always been.
It's about character. It really is.
And yes, they've always been character based.
They make
football decisions based on guys' character. A lot of teams won't do that.
To an extent. Right. There have been some guys who've been shady.
Tyreek Hill was drafted. There's Joe Mixon. And I mean, there are plenty of guys that you just.
No, they're not going to do that.
They'll turn. Well, that's right.
So I was told it used to be so bad that if you had a positive weed test in college, they were scratching you. And I had a personnel guy who was with the Texans at one point tell me it got to the point that it was just too, like, they were eliminating so much of the board for things that other teams just weren't, like a weed test, a positive weed test at college. Like, you can't do that. You can't take every guy off of our board. It used to be bad, but they did loosen it up when Wade Phillips got in, supposedly.
Right.
The Wade kind of like, well, sometimes these kids are going to do some things maybe they shouldn't do. And yeah, we got to keep a guy on the board and give him a chance here.
Well, the NFL changed the rule, and we'll talk about it on the other side. The NFL is changing a rule about interviewing. So this is going to be a positive. I think for a lot of candidates, it's going to be a positive, and I think for the league, it's going to be a positive. We'll talk about it on the other side. But right now, I'm talking about Lance Loken and the Loken Group, and this is the only guy that you should call. This guy. It's a group. It's an unbelievable group. It's the biggest group. They every 2 hours, the Loken Group sells a home. It's compared to every 6 months for the average agent. The average agent, their homes are on the market for 51 days. It's 15 days for the Loken Group. If you want to sell your home, this is what you do. Todd and Letitia, their family was growing. They needed a bigger house. 27 showings, 11 offers, $5,000 over their list price in just 2 days. This happens all the time. And here's the deal is you might find that home that you want to buy, but you can't. You haven't sold your house yet. How about the buy before you sell program? Makes it possible for you to move when you're ready and take the time you need to sell your current home for the best possible price. You can also get an immediate cash offer from the Loken Group. This is happening all the time with the Loken Group. It's the number one Texas dealer in the Keller Williams Platinum Group, number two in the world. So if you're looking for that kind of output, you're looking for an auction-type atmosphere for your home, call 281-861-4624, 281-861-4624, or the Loken, L-O-K-E-N, thelokengroup.com.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
You know, it's nice that they're doing this. Starting today, teams can interview virtually up to 2 hours a head coaching candidate. But teams can deny the interview request. So, I mean, what the hell? Why would you let teams, if a guy is and teams do this all the time, And oh, by the way, I mean, sometimes it's, you know, a guy wants to leave an organization, but he's under contract. And I've seen it before. I've seen a good friend one time had a chance to go to another team, and the Green Bay Packers denied it. And it was
they denied it four times.
Yeah. I mean, it
once was assistant GM with the Texans.
Yes. Yes.
Rick Smith.
Rick Smith wanted him.
Yeah.
And the Packers denied it. And it's like, really? I mean, you got a chance to go somewhere where you can, I don't know. It would seem like I've always got something against my own organization because you're denying me something that I really want.
Yeah.
I know I'm under contract, but you know, it's not like you can't replace. Now, maybe Alonzo's irreplaceable. I don't know. Maybe I felt like, no, he's a vital, and in some ways you like that in that, no, we want you here.
But you really, I don't think anybody is going to block a head coaching candidate. That's such a major deal. And now, especially if you have a black candidate, you are never going to block because you get a third round pick.
Yeah. So, so you get to do virtual interviews now during the regular season of up to 2 hours. And the league is also reminding you have to interview two external minority candidates for head coaching jobs. One for coordinator jobs and one for general manager jobs per Pelissero. So Tom Pelissero reported this.
Coordinator jobs. So a coach would not pick his. Wait.
Yeah, the coach has to interview at least one minority coordinator.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because the thought is head coaches, because this is the real thing. Head coaches come from the coordinator.
Yeah, right.
That's where they come
from. Right, right.
And so the thought is, okay, you can do more good from an equity standpoint in terms of coaching if you have more coordinators.
Well, right, and you're helping your own organization because if you have a minority in a coordinator spot, if he gets a job with another team as a head coach, you get a third-round pick. So you're helping yourself. The problem with this is that you still can't interview general managers until the season ends, which is a real problem because you're interviewing head coaches as an owner, but the general manager is the one who should be doing that. The general manager is the one who should be interviewing and picking the head coach because this is going to be Bass Ackwards again.
I don't like any of this because then now it's like who's responsible to who reports to who. It's
the same the guy crap. That I really wanted.
Yeah. It's the same crap.
Uh-huh.
Wait. Just wait for it. Let the one general manager come in. See, this is why real GM candidates aren't going to consider, I shouldn't say real ones, the best ones, the ones who are up and coming, the ones who are out of a job, oh, yeah, they'll look at it. But even those guys are going to say, wait a minute, am I going to be in a situation like, you know, Rich McKay is apparently – you know, a guy who they have some people and who are GM candidates have a problem with him being in that building in Atlanta because they say he's got too much power and too much sway. There's a guy in San Francisco that's the same way. You don't want a situation where you go in and you don't know what the flow chart of power is going to look like. It's a really bad deal.
Well, no, and that's been the problem with the Texans for years now is who's really in charge and it hit a pinnacle just recently here with Bill O'Brien and then the firing. And now where are we? Yeah, here's the deal, though. Here, Cal and Jack Easterby and Jamie and everybody else, they can interview a head coach. They can interview multiple head coaches virtually now. And then when the GM is hired, maybe they can give their input of who they really like because the GM is going to also interview that guy.
You need to have a GM and a head coach who are on the same page.
Yes, 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 yes. And maybe this interview process right now is maybe they'll weed out, well, this guy, no chance. We don't want this guy any way, shape, or form. And then you can make those recommendations to the GM. But the GM has to pick the coach. The GM has to pick the coach. There's no question about that. So this is, again, why can't you interview head coaching? I mean, GM possibilities from other teams. Why is it just head coaches?
That's what I don't understand. You should be able to. Now the thought is because GMs, you know, have some insight. Potential GMs candidates may have insight into the scouting process, or you know, maybe something that they feel like is proprietary in terms of scouting process or the big board. Like, well, how do you see these quarterbacks stacking up?
Yeah, you can't.
And they don't want the proprietary information. Maybe that has something to do with it. But I'm with you though. They should be able to do this, especially now that it's virtual.
Yeah.
You're not taking up time with the flight there, hotel stay, flight back.
No,
that's not what we're doing. We're talking about 2 hours. Do it at 10 o'clock at night when you get back from the office.
Yeah, absolutely. I was thinking a lot of these coaching interviews would be that way. But teams can still deny the interview request, which is to me. Let's get LSU Brian in here on ESPN 97.5. What do you see, LSU Brian?
What's up, guys? Hey, Lance, I got a draft question for you. Okay, so obviously the Jets are idiots. They screwed up their number one pick. But I'm assuming Lawrence still goes number one overall. So I'm trying to figure out, in your opinion, so the Bengals would be picking three. So I'm just trying to get some protection here for Joe. But the guy out of the offensive tack out of Oregon, I think he's gone at number two. And if that's the case, who's the next offensive tackle? Well, should they?
I wouldn't be so quick.
How good he is.
Listen, I wouldn't be so quick to think. I think you could end up seeing Ja'Marr Chase or even Devontae Smith, the two, a wide receiver for going at two for Sam Darnold. You could end up seeing that. So the Bengals, I think.
Question. What about Kyle Pitts? You think he goes?
Oh, I think Kyle Pitts is a phenomenal player. I don't know that Kyle. To me, you view Kyle Pitts as a wide receiver. I don't even care about tight. You view him in just the same, just like in fantasy football, where you look at Travis Kelce. You should be deciding whether or not to draft him, just like you would a wide receiver. As far as the Bengals are concerned, I think that Penei Sewell, who is a tackle, could be available to him. I think Rashawn Slater. You already have a short arm player in Jonah Williams. I don't think you'll get two short arm tackles with Rashawn Slater, but Penei Sewell could be the guy. He still has work to do to get better. But for the Bengals, I think it's almost a lock that if Penei Sewell is there or they go out of the tackle, that they'll go offensive line with the third.
Yeah, the Jets ain't taking.
I don't know that the Jets. No chance. They took Mekhi Becton. I mean, they could look to bookend their left tackle, right tackle. Because they just took Mekhi Becton.
They got Fant on the other side.
Yeah, Fant's not that good. But they have two first-round picks. They can come back and get Vera Tucker.
They got to get some weapons.
That's what I'm saying.
But here's the deal is I don't think the Jets pick there.
Well, I think it's a trade. I tend to agree with you. If the Jets want to tackle a really good offensive lineman, they could get one. If they want a wide receiver, you can get one. Yeah, Jalen Waddle.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm with you. If there's a quarterback like a Zach Wilson that pops up, the Jets could draft Zach Wilson. The Jets could draft Zach Wilson and still try to move Sam Darnold. That could still happen. Or they could roll one more year with Sam Darnold. But how often are you going to get a second pick? Like, I think they could go quarterback there. Or what they could do is move it back.
They could get second pick for years to come.
Yeah, they could.
Yeah. I mean, don't underestimate the Jets' ability to suck. I don't want to underestimate
their ability to get an early pick.
Yeah. No. I don't think they pick there. I think they move out somebody who, I mean, here's the problem. Justin Fields better play well. If Justin Fields doesn't play well, Justin Fields ain't the second pick. If Justin Fields balls out in this game.
I do not think Justin Fields is the favorite to be second quarterback anymore. No. I think it's Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
Zach's getting a lot of heat in NFL circles.
And he's
a more dynamic.
Night.
Yeah. He's just simply a more dynamic.
He didn't help himself against Coastal Carolina.
No, he didn't look good there.
He didn't look good.
But, you know, Justin Fields didn't help himself out against Indiana.
Oh, Indiana last week.
Or even crap. Yeah, but he said he had a sprained thumb, so yeah, I'll give him a.
All right.
But no, his tape, like one guy's had really good tape this year, and I'm not sure the other guy
right
has.
Here. This right here, it hurts right here. Yeah, I mean, I would say I had a sprained thumb too.
If you were the Jets and you had a chance to get a good draft package for the number two pick, would you move back and roll with Sam Darnold? Or maybe you move back to number six, seven, whatever, and you still take quarterback.
I don't think Sam Darnold is the problem First, it's Sam. The other Sam.
Is he the answer, though?
It's Gase is the problem.
No, Gase is the
and
problem.
You need weapons for him.
You could have both problems, though. Sam might not be good enough.
You're running Sam back might be ruined. Frank Gore. He's 100 years old.
No question. You don't have any wide receivers.
You're rid of Robbie
Anderson. Sam might not be good enough either, and the most important position on the field is quarterback.
But are you sure? I mean, are you sure that Zach Wilson is better than Sam Darnold? Are you certain?
I haven't looked at Zach yet. I don't know. I do know this. Sam could also have been ruined. That happens, too. We saw what David Carr got worse. And he didn't. He was on a steady climb where he was getting better and better. And at some point, it just went sideways. That could have happened with him, too, with Sam Darnold. So if they're not convinced that Sam's a guy, then you have to consider a quarterback there.
I'm telling you, all I'm doing is...
If you've got him graded.
Well, since I don't get Trevor Lawrence, I don't think so. I mean, I would rather... I'll wait for a Zach Smith later in the maybe third round. I'll wait... Okay.
Would you offer both your first round picks to the flip-flop?
When does Mac Jones go? Third?
I think he'll end up going to second round is my guess.
Second?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he'll be the fifth quarterback is my guess.
Okay, the fifth quarterback. Maybe I trade out of the number one pick in the second round and I get Mac Jones in the middle of the second. And I'm picking up picks and I'm picking up wide receivers.
Let me ask you this question.
And I'm picking up running backs.
Is there any chance the Jaguars would take both of your first-round picks if you're the Jets and a future first-rounder? Could you trade a future first, this year's second, and this year's second first that you have to the Jaguars in a flip-flop and you take Trevor
really
Lawrence?
Like Zach Smith.
I mean, would the Jaguars give up on a chance for a quote-unquote generational quarterback if that's how they view him? Because if they don't view him that way, if they view him a very good one, then it's a more interesting dilemma. What would you, Dell? You're the guy who has a team with like 100,000 first round picks.
Yeah.
Most of them ours.
No, I wouldn't take Trevor Lawrence. No. No, I don't want him. What's your question, Lance?
Would you flip? Thanks for paying attention to the show, Dell. It's good football stuff going on.
I would like you to repeat it because he tried to distract.
So if the Jets offer the Jaguars, listen, we'll give you the second pick,
playoff bound,
whatever pick they have, because the Jets have two first round picks, right?
See what he's doing?
Yeah, the Jets have two first round picks, right?
Correct.
This year. We'll give you our second pick, the other first-round pick, and then our first-rounder next year to flip-flop to one.
Three first-rounders for him?
Three first-rounders. Really two additional first-rounders. And you get the second pick.
He's not Laramie Tunsil. Why are you treating him like he's really great like Laramie Tunsil?
Would you do that if you were the Jaguars? Now, you know you have a chance to get the best quarterback in the draft, and you really need quarterback. Would you do that?
We'll talk about it on the other side,
On
Lance.
The other side. What's Dell's answer? My answer is two blows, but okay.
Huh. All right.
Here's the deal.
All right.
Here's what I'm talking about right now. I'm talking about Linville plastic surgery. I'm talking about, and it's really, I don't know, plastic surgery might be a little rough. I'm talking about Doc Linville and his staff and how wonderful they are and how easy the process is. And Doc Linville had told me, he was out at the golf tournament that we had. He told me that it is unbelievable. Like they're one of the top hair replacement or hair movement places in the city right now. And it's in large part because of you guys. You have responded. It's unbelievable how great it is. And I think you see the process, how easy it is. You go and find out what it's all about. You go get it done. And I'm telling you, in 7-8 months, you got almost full head of hair, whatever the case may be. It is spectacular. If you're looking for hair, if you want to move that hair, you want to get that hair back, because you're just sick of being bald, all you got to do is go to 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
DA got that dope. Ice water turn Atlantic. Night calling in a phantom. Told them, hold it, don't you panic. Took an island, felt the magic.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
We're waiting, Dale. You've had an entire break now.
Yeah.
We're back.
To go through the trade chart and to assess value of the Jimmy Johnson trade chart that has since been updated.
Well, I've talked to my closest confidants, And the one thing they told me is
knowledge is power.
So I have more knowledge. And I listened to a podcast during the segment also. Got a full podcast in because how long our breaks are. And Trent Dilfer was on the Ryan Russell podcast, and he said NFL people don't even think there's a big gap between Fields and Lawrence. It's all about whether I think Lawrence is a transformational figure. If I draft that guy, is he going to change my franchise? I'm going to say he doesn't. I will take the offer. The three firsts, is that what the deal was overall?
Three firsts.
Two extras.
You're going to flip-flop 1-2, and you get two extras. One in the first this year. Whose pick do they have in the first?
Who, the Jets?
Yeah.
I think it's the Seattle pick. It's not going to be great. No.
And then you get a first next year, which probably will be decent.
Yeah. And if I get the sense that let's say I love Zach Wilson. I got to see him up close. He was in Florida for the bowl game. And I love Zach Wilson. I think I will, and maybe I don't even have to take him at 2. Who knows? Maybe I trade down a couple spots because of tackles.
Now, if Trevor's a generational quartererback, you'll rue the day you made the deal.
But it's fun to think he's not a generational quarterback.
However, yeah, I mean, if you think that I would, even if he's generational and the other guy's good and you get two firsts, what would you do it? Because, boy, when you don't make the right quarterback pick,
You think he's generational, you take him.
Because you don't do the deal.
Yeah, if the other guy's just good. But it's more fun to think he's not.
Would you give away that much, though, if you were the Jets, when all you had to do was just lay down?
Just lose the game.
Would you give up that much if you were the Jets?
No, probably not. I'm going to take my chance. Or I'm going to trade back and get a new head coach and somebody who can groom Sam Darnold.
I don't think it's Justin Fields.
I'm going to get him weapons and see. And then, you know what? If we don't win again... If we're not any good again, then I'll find my quarterback. It doesn't have to be the first pick. It doesn't have to be. There are plenty of instances where I can find a guy in the second round. I can find a guy in the third round that's really, really, really good. Mm-hmm. I know the best probably are at the top. That's for the most part, that happens. Mm-hmm. But we can find generational quarterbacks later. So I am going – I'm not taking Justin Fields with the second pick. I'm just not. And I don't think I'm taking Zach Wilson with the second pick either. I just don't think that he's a lock. If it's the second pick, I want a lock, which is why the Bears are so stupid.
I have not studied him close enough, so I really can't. Until I watch him, I'm just not going to make an I know that Zach has a lot of mobility and a live arm and all that stuff, but I have to watch him. I was watching a lot of... Do you know who... I watched Kellen Mond yesterday, and I looked up some of his data points and then watched. What I can do is I can check his heat map, and I can look at all the statistics at the different quadrants. So there's five quadrants. The middle, left middle, right middle, left sideline, right sideline. And it's broken down into long. It's broken down into deep, 20-plus, intermediate, which is 10 to 20, short, and then behind the line of scrimmage. Kellen Mond is terrible outside the numbers. Terrible. Over the last 2 years, he's completing 35% outside the numbers intermediate, and deep he's completing 26% outside the numbers 20-plus. I went and looked at every one of those throws. So I went and looked at all the throws. I said, okay, well, let me see why this is happening. Just wildly overthrows, just doesn't throw a timing. I was really bothered. But what I did like about him, I watched the Florida game. I watched Alabama, which is, had its ups and downs. Florida, which I thought was his best game of the year, probably. One of his best games of the year. You know, he's got, he throws a really pretty ball.
He does throw a pretty
ball. Really pretty ball. It's very catchable. He did not have many drops. He did not have many sacks this year. He stays in the pocket now and will deliver the ball. He doesn't break pocket fast. I saw him. He's improved in a number of ways. I'm really, that's a throw that he needs to be able to make with better accuracy, and he doesn't. And that's a big concern. If you don't throw a deep ball accuracy, then you better throw with accuracy intermediate. And he's not particularly, you can't have areas of the field where you are inaccurate on a consistent basis, because then NFL teams will just force you. When they game plan you, they'll just say, we're pushing them in those directions. we're going to push everything there, and then you're kind of exposed. But I still think Kellen Mond is going to be an NFL backup, is my guess, which will mean I would take him fourth round and beyond. But he does have some traits to work with.
Mm-hmm.
He does have some velocity he can throw with. He kind of flicks it with the wrist, and it comes out pretty good. So of the local guys, yep. Bouchel, I was not a big fan of Bouchel's arm. He had some throws that I think Bouchel is a nice college quarterback, but I don't think he'll be a pro. Sam Ellinger will be a pro backup. Tough guy, probably get in on some packages around the goal line, you know, stuff like that. Isn't it amazing? Jacoby Brissett comes in on short yardage packages. Yeah. Blake Bell, remember the Belldozer used to come in for Oklahoma like that? Yep. And, Ellinger is actually really,
Ellinger doing that.
He's really successful around the goal line.
Actually, he's a Taysom kind of quarterback.
Not the same athlete, but you stick him around. Look, there's value in short yardage quarterbacks who can take some of the pounding that, you know, instead of the slow developing handoff, you just direct snap and you get a guy running downhill with all the blockers, mm-hmm. there's value in that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. 713-780-3776, the number, if you would like to join us here on ESPN 97.5. You're more than welcome to do that. Did watch the games last night. By the way, we're talking college football now. Yesterday, Dana was on this show.
Oh, this is unbelievable.
Dana was on the show, and he said, yeah, we've got guys who are opting out. We've got guys who are academically ineligible, and we've got some guys who are injured. So we got about 15 to 20 guys that aren't going to be available to us. Joseph Duarte tweeted yesterday that Houston has 15 to 20 academically ineligible players.
That number. When I saw that, I knew Dana referenced guys having academic issues. I didn't recall a number.
No.
Like, I was like, I don't remember him saying a number.
And I know the number. The number is 6. 4 of them are freshmen who don't even get on the field, and they just blew off school. It's pass fail, and they just didn't do anything. Because I think a lot of it is that they didn't think that they were going to a bowl, but get pass. Just pass. It's so easy to pass right now. I mean, the teachers are, they can't bend over back and a failing, but here's the deal is failing grades don't count right now. Failing grades don't count against you right now. So the guys are just like, whatever, I'm playing football. I don't have to play. You can't go to the bowl game. Well, 4 of them don't even play. A couple of them are backups. And they were just like, what are you guys doing? What are you doing? How about just get, it's a pass fail. Just pass.
Yeah.
That's all you have to do.
That's all you have to do.
And none of them are consequential, but he tweeted out and he deleted it since then. But how did you get that out of our conversation yesterday? I don't know, but it was a stink at the University of Houston. There was a lot of anxiety over Joseph Duarte tweeting that yesterday. Like, what's going on in the football program?
It made its way to other outlets too.
Yeah.
That information.
That inaccurate information made its way to other outlets, which is a bad thing. I mean, it's like now University of Houston has a stigma on it. But
wow. The Chronicle had a whole article on it.
That 15 to 20 guys are ineligible, academically ineligible. Yeah. They will miss the bowl game. But originally, Joseph said academically ineligible.
Oh, okay.
There are 15 to 20 guys that aren't going to play.
Oh, it's okay. It says Holgorsen did not provide a breakdown, but school spokesman said the total includes players who have opted out of the game to prepare for the NFL, COVID, and injuries, and some academic casualties.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there was that distinction that was made.
Yes. I mean, it's whatever. But it created a lot of angst, and rightfully so. If I'm in the, what the hell's going on with the football team? And Dana's like, what the hell? What the hell is going on? We're fine. Actually, they got a great, great point. And the team has a great, great point average. They graduated 15 guys this year. They're actually doing pretty damn well. And that's the stigma that was put on them yesterday. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. 713-780-3776. On the other side, we'll talk about how the Texans can get some cap space.
Oh, cool. Sounds like some neat stuff getting ready to happen.
Neat stuff.
Does it involve cutting Whitney Merciless?
What's I don't know that name. What's his name?
I'm not
Whitney
saying
Merciless is his name.
Are we sure that's his name?
Yeah, that's his name. Hmm. Yes, it rhymes with.
I've heard different.
Have you heard the rhyme?
What's the rhyme?
Have you heard the rhyme?
No, I haven't. What's the rhyme?
There is a rhyme.
Check the rhyme.
What is it?
Flawless?
No.
It's not Whitney. That's not
Flawless. Whitney Merciless and Flawless is what you're...
Well...
That's the bar you're
spitting? It's a lazy... It's a, L-E-S-S. It's lazy.
I feel like you had a different bar that you wanted to spit.
I don't know what it is. All I know is we'll talk about it next.
You guys are so disrespectful.
Well, hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, Sarah Barshop looked at the different cuts that the Texans can make. We've been talking about this a while, what guys that you can get out from under. David Johnson, he's owed $9 million next year. I think that's obvious. It is obvious that David Johnson should not be back. He had one good game last week. Last week he picked up 100 yards receiving. He still only ran for 44 yards. He doesn't have the boost. This is the most obvious of all of them. The most obvious is David Johnson. The Texans are $18 million over the 2021 salary cap right now, so they've got to make some cuts. J.J. Watt. You could pick up almost the whole thing with his $17.5 million. Would you trade him? I mean, it doesn't cost you nothing against the cap if you get rid of him.
Yeah, I'd trade him. I'm not trying to cut him. Talk to a GM guy, a potential GM candidate, and I said, "How would you handle J.J. Watt?" And he actually had an answer for this because he looked at the Texans roster. He told me he didn't think the Texans were. It would be on the bottom of his list because of the issues they have. But he said, honestly, he said, you try to trade J.J. Watt, but there becomes a point of you know, where you just take a look at the, you know, you could, if you deal him, you don't have to pay his salary. But he said, you also could let him play it out and get the third for him at the end of this year. But that's only if he signs with somebody. If he retires, you don't get anything.
Right.
He
probably plays.
But if he doesn't play, if he retires as a Texan after 2021,
right?
Then there is no.
No, I know, but he probably will play after this season.
Why do you think so?
After next season,
he's had physical issues. He's married now. Maybe he wants to raise a kid, kid.
A lot of people raise kids while they're playing football.
Maybe he wants to get into pro wrestling.
Ask Big Philly, or maybe the movies. I think he's going to be Captain America.
No, he's not.
Yeah, kind of is.
No.
Not a great actor.
He's not.
No, he kind of is.
Screened at his grandma, it was believable. Like, shut you down!
Was it great for him to be reading cue cards the entire time he's on Saturday Night Live?
Yes. That was not.
No, everybody does. They read the cue cards.
But should his lips be moving while he's reading them?
Yeah. Yes,
that didn't
he
wasn't doing that with the other person's lines.
While the co-star is talking,
don't listen to him. He's always hated J.J. Watt because he helped people.
He's not going to be Captain America.
No. So,
in fact, no, it's not happening.
So 17.5. No, I think you. Well, trade him.
He was also talking about you.
How about
just
do him a
him.
Favor? Trade him to somebody that's going to win.
Yeah.
Trade him to the Packers for a third.
Why are we just trying to be friendly to everyone else? Just trade James somewhere where James can get a chance to.
But
I want good deals.
James and JJ.
No, but I want good deals for both.
If the best offer,
I want best deals available.
Well, that's all right. But you could also trade him to a contender.
Well, then pony up.
Get a great deal.
What the best offer is for a non-contender? Trade him there.
Yeah,
No.
Here you go, JJ. You're going to Detroit.
Who cares?
You're going to Detroit.
Back for when you retire his number.
Don't care. Sorry. You did a great job.
I'll salute you.
I'll salute you. You salute me. And then I want a second for you. And Detroit's giving us a second.
I'll salute you in Cincinnati,
you're in the division of the Packers. That's cool.
You should say, JJ, didn't you?
You'll get to go there every year once.
Or you can say, JJ, didn't you love watching Joe Burrow play for LSU? Now you can watch him up close every week on your team. Send him to Cincinnati.
Oh, see? Yeah.
With DJ.
With the chili that they have where they put the chili on the spaghetti and they call it chili, but it's just a... It's just got too much chili powder in the yeah.
He can play his brothers every 2 years.
And then he can go to that place that has ribs called the Montgomery Inn that everyone's real proud of.
Yeah, I went there when we went to Cincinnati.
And he can play his brothers twice a year.
You know, it'd be great, JJ, in, I said it, Jacksonville. Ooh. You know, when you are at the Florida-Georgia line, and it's not just a country rap group. It also is a way of life. That border, North Florida, is a way of life.
Yeah.
And I think JJ, I think they would appreciate JJ in North Florida.
He could live on Duval Boulevard.
Could you imagine what would have happened if JJ was already a Bengal on Monday? He and TJ could have run on the field to keep everyone away from Derek. Trade him to the Bengals.
Brandon Cooks, $39 million remaining on his contract
really
over the next 3 years.
Really should trade him to Steelers. Steelers need to give us something good and then get all the Watts together.
He has 63 catches. No guaranteed money on his contract. They could sign him to a contract extension that lowers his cap hit and guarantees him money. I don't want to do that. You did that with Zach Fulton. Don't do that again. That was dumb.
No, you're going to do that.
Just get rid of him.
You're going to
just get rid of him.
Get rid of who?
Cooks.
Why would you get rid of him?
Because.
You just gave up a second. You can't. You need to keep him for 3 to 4 years.
The dude gets,
you can't get a second. Bill O'Brien doesn't run another team.
No. Everybody else gives first for him.
Yeah,
Bill
that's
O'Brien
over.
Bill O'Brien only gave a second.
That's over once he got his big paycheck.
No, really? Bill O'Brien's like, oh, yeah, Lance?
And he also
how many
had,
firsts did that go?
I found out he had a big stink. There was a big stink was it New Orleans or New England where he had the big issue in practice? But anyway, Brandon Cooks, you extend. Mm-hmm. You give him more. He's not a bad football player. You extend. You lower his cap number. And that was a second rounder. You can't just throw around a who are you going to fill your roster out with? Will Fuller's gone. Randall Cobb. Who's your wide receivers?
Well, that was another one.
Chad Hansen? That's your one?
Yeah. Chad Hansen.
No, thanks.
Yeah.
What are you playing for?
Well, you're going to put him on the practice squad and take him off every week. But he's your one.
Brandon Cooks is not going anywhere. Trust me. He's not. You can't. Randall Cobb's probably not going anywhere. You have to fill out a roster.
Oh.
What are you going to do?
You can't get rid of him. Randall Cobb's got too much guaranteed money. You can't get rid of him. Will Fuller, gone. Beat it.
I'd let Will.
How about Bradley Roby?
No, you got to keep him, too.
You got a chance. They could void his contract because of the suspension.
Yeah, but you got no cornerbacks.
I know, but you got...
This is so bad. You don't even have cornerbacks or wide receivers. You can't make these cuts because you have zero at the position. Like, they're corners... Vernon Hargraves, you forgot about Gary and Conley, didn't you? He'll be gone. He was a third rounder.
I haven't forgotten about him. I love Gary
Conley. Lonnie Johnson.
He had a great year this year.
For God's sake, Philip Gaines. So bad. You don't even have a starting block. You don't even have something to work around. You have a John Reed who can't even get on a field. And then you have Lonnie Johnson and you have... Bradley Roby.
Safety.
You cannot let Bradley Roby go.
Safety.
Huh?
Lonnie Johnson's safety.
Well, Lonnie Johnson is a DB. Yeah.
Well, he's a safety.
Yeah, he's not even a corner.
You don't have
anymore.
Any corners. You have no corners.
You could switch your defense up and try to put him back at corner. Just do a little cover three press and trail, something like that. But, because that's who he is. He's a press
Or you could
trail.
Put Terrell Adams out there and have him cover T.Y. the whole game instead of just at the end when at the most crucial point.
You know what? Today was a fun show. We had a little holiday vibe, and nothing kills it more than Texan secondary talk.
Nick Martin. You get rid of him?
No.
No, not really.
What you got there? It's like there's nobody coming up. Charlie Heck.
Duke Johnson.
Yeah, beat it.
Yeah. He's owed 5.1.
Yeah, he's gone.
No.
Duke has no chance.
And then
I don't think Will Fuller has any chance either.
You could save $3 million by cutting Zach Fulton. Yeah, do it.
Bye. You can find guards.
Well, they extended
guards,
last year.
You can find running backs. That's the dumb people did that.
Yeah.
He thinks, Bill O'Brien thinks he's smart, and we're the stupid people.
Well, too bad. Bacon is good, Bill. Beat it. You've already made a mess of this roster.
Bill, bacon is good. I mean, I think that's two different. That's two different arguments. Bacon is good.
Uh-huh.
And Bill O'Brien was stupid as the general manager. Those two arguments are the same thing. 854 ESPN 97.5, a holiday show. We're not here again. Would all of you like to call in and say goodbye to us? All right. Dell is going to come over. I'm going to make a gravy tomorrow.
I'm not going to be
excited
there.
About
Why do
that?
You keep saying that?
What did you get, Dell? You know what Mark Vandermeer used to get us for Christmas?
What?
Scratch off lottery tickets.
He did?
Yeah.
I didn't give you two anything.
I know.
You know what? Oh, I might have gotten you a Dior suitcase, but.
But what?
But I decided that.
That's what men do with men. You give each other high end luggage.
Prada. Because I'm.
You're proud of us?
Proud of you.
Are you proud of this show?
Look, we don't even know that came from a dude because all the caption goes, I'm giving it to my best friend. And there was like a pink heart. So I don't know if it came from. We know James exchanged gifts with men.
It was a guy saying it, though.
It was?
Yeah.
In the video?
Yeah.
Because I know the caption was about how James is my best friend. Here's a expensive Dior luggage case. What?
What?
That's what you give your
best friend?
That's
what men give each other. Dior luggage. Dior.
Well, you get private jet trips from your best friends.
No, I don't get any, I don't get that.
A hurricane was beg to differ.
Well, that was in a hurricane. Those are special circumstances.
Yeah, I know.
When I'm a refugee.
A refugee. Yeah. Did you have flies around your eyes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Distended belly.
And I was trying to get, you know, discounts at restaurants because I'm a refugee.
And did they buy your claim that you're a refugee from Houston when you rolled up in the limo?
The limo was a dead giveaway.
Yeah, that maybe you weren't in such dire straits.
They didn't look outside. We were like, come on.
Look, I mean, we do this joking thing about who's the worst person on the show. I think it's clear. That story makes you the worst person.
You too.
No way.
Proved
what?
It.
What did I do?
Oh, both of you.
What did I do this morning?
I forgot what both of you
did. Yeah, exactly. Oh, no. You're making it up.
There's new Jack Easterby information out.
No. All right, next. Right right
it
here.
It involves a coaching and GM search.
Yes!
No!
No.
Do you think there are people in this division who say,
next,
we need the Texans to keep Jack Easterby in place?
Here on ESPN 97.5. I want to talk right now about a positive, and that's Chastain Ford. I mean, it doesn't get more positive than that. They have their huge sale going on. It's built for the holiday sale. And I'm going to tell you this. You are going to love. I mean, it's unbelievable the deals that you're going to get right now. The F-150 XLT, $10,000 off MSRP. You've got the Ford Edge SE, 24% off MSRP or 0% APR for 72 months. That's a great deal. That is unbelievable. At $349 a month. Are you kidding me? It's a beautiful little car, too. Great starter. If you're looking for 25% off MSRP, the Ford Explorer XLT, you got that as well. All at Built for the Holidays. The Ford F-150 STX, $29,999 or $499 a month with nothing down. This is going on at Chastain Ford. You will love the deals, but you're going to love the people. You're going to love the service. You're going to love everything about Chastain Ford. I'm telling you, if you're going to buy your Ford car or truck, get it from Chastain. This holiday season, it's unbelievable. You can go to ChastainFord.com. You can buy online and not have to go to the dealership. They'll even deliver the car to you for your test drive. Or you go to 610 Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Football Hall of Fame, Mike Rozier, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.